Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Bowel patterns vary in children just as they do in adults. This is one of my family's favorite topics to talk about is poop. We love to talk about it, but my son was constipated, and it was worrisome, and it can be something that's just, you know, that keeps a parent up at night worrying about poop and their children, but it's also something that is easily treatable and usually pretty normal. My guest is Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson. She's board-certified pediatrician and the author of the Seattle Children's Hospital Seattle Mama Doc blog and the author of Mama Doc Medicine, a really excellent book by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Swanson. So constipation, it's pretty normal most of the time, right?
Well, you know, it kind of depends on what you mean by normal. We don't want kids to be constipated, and we certainly don't want children and their families to suffer from long-standing or chronic constipation. So I wouldn't call that normal. You know, if you have a day here or there where you have a hard, packed poop, that can be really normal. But if a child is clogging the toilet, not pooping but every 4 days, having really painful poops, bleeding every time that they poop, or really complaining about lots of belly aches before they poop, that's not really normal and something that we should take seriously and really intervene in, because we can change children's quality of lives. And that worry that you talk about is really pervasive in families who unfortunately have this struggle. I mean, when I wrote about this recently, I wrote, you know, constipation, no fun for anyone. And it's true. I mean, it's kind of taboo to talk about it, even though, just like you said, from the very beginning, we're natural stool gazers, right? Our babies pop out and our pediatricians tell us to start, like, counting the number of poops they have every day. And it's the beginning of this very long journey when we're raising our kids of looking at their poop and worrying about it. And I think it's really innate to think that, gosh, we all feel so much better when our kids eat well. And then when you see it come out well, you even feel that much better.
It does give you that feeling that everything is sort of working the way it should. And I guess maybe I didn't mean normal, I meant common, because I know so many people. And certainly I know more people with boys. And having gone through a pretty severe bout with my son, I know that you do worry about it. So when do you see your doctor about this?
Yeah. Well, commonly people do. About 1 in 20 visits with a pediatrician is for concerns about belly pain that's often associated with constipation. So in general, I like to say this, you know, in babies and infancy, we certainly do see constipation, but it's exceedingly rare in babies who are exclusively breastfed. Breast milk just doesn't get stuck in the colon too long. I mean, ultimately, at the kind of 10,000-foot level, the reason a child gets constipated is two things happen. Their diet lacks a great amount of natural fibers, things found in fruits, vegetables, whole grains. And then the poop, because it lacks a lot of fiber, it slows down in its transit through the intestines and ultimately really through the colon. The colon's the end of your GI tract. It's the end of the tube that goes from your mouth all the way to your bottom. That's how I explain it to kids. And when the colon is doing its job well, what it's doing is it's taking poop and it's dehydrating it. It's taking the water out and resorbing that, getting that water back into your body. But if the poop sits too long in the colon, if a kid waits 3, 4, 5 days between pooping, the stool is really just sitting in that colon, getting harder and harder and getting more and more dehydrated. So when it comes out, it hurts. That causes them to hold it more. And the vicious cycle begins of holding poop, keeping it in too long, having the colon actually dilate and get bigger so that you can just kind of pack in more and more poop, and then you get into this, you know, awful cycle. And in general, poop in the toilet, I love to say, can look like 4 different things. So when I'm talking with kids to try to take some of this taboo away, it's like you can look in that pond, in that toilet bowl pond, and you probably either have a snake, you probably have a log, or you've got pebbles. And what you really want is you're always looking for snakes in the lake. You're always looking for a curly, soft serve poop out there. That means that it's not sat in the colon too long. It's coming right through the body, and the colon's kind of doing its job appropriately. When you start to get lots of long, heavy logs, and when you start to get those pebble poops, that means it's been sitting around a little bit too long. And so what, in some ways, if you're getting worried about your child's pooping habits, if you think, gosh, I don't think they're pooping every day, or he's all, you know, Jimmy's always complaining about belly pain, or I hear kerplunk when I'm listening to my kid, you know, when I'm kind of standing outside the bathroom, I'm hearing a big splash, that makes me wonder, gosh, should I go look? So number one thing that every family member should do who's worried about a child is convince them to let you see their poop every day so you can kind of get a sense of what's going on so you can intervene.
So I love to go looking at the poop, and that's great.
Right. I think in some ways it's a little gross to admit, but I think it's that still that calming thing to know kind of everything's going on okay. And then really
it is calming. So yeah, give us your list of the treatments, because we only have a couple of minutes really left.
Sure.
So let's get into some of the things you recommend.
Number one treatment is to just get in the habit of helping protect time in your child's day to go poop every day. After a meal, your stomach has a natural reflex to turn that colon on to get stuff moving out, to make room for the new food coming in. So after breakfast every day, have your child go sit on the toilet, give them 5 to 10 minutes to just take their time to try to poop and get into that habit. Make sure if your child is eating more and more constipating foods, in general things that are white, things that lack color, things like potato, rice, pasta, dairy products, they just don't have any fiber in them. So try to color up that diet and increase the water in your child's diet with the same things every day of sitting on the toilet after breakfast, sitting on the toilet after dinner, to try to get that poop coming out every single day. And if you're reaching for medications, over-the-counter medications like Miralax or stool softeners are a good way to go. In general, we've used things like lactulose, a syrup or liquid that really softens the poop, and you can use things like Miralax. It's a powder that dissolves in a big glass of water or juice diluted with water that'll really just basically disallow the colon from pulling all that water out of the poop and making it really hard. But if you're having challenges and you don't know how to use the dose well, don't ever hesitate to go in and talk to your pediatrician. They can really help you create a great regimen for your kids.
Well, I had to use suppositories a couple of times, my pediatrician recommended, and I felt like mommy dearest. I mean, it was literally abusive. Holding this kid down to shove these things in his tush was absolutely one of the worst parenting moments I've ever had in my life. But it was like 7 days or 10 days, and the Miralax, nothing was working. You're worried you're poisoning your kids when they don't poop like that.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're poisoning them in that sense, but I think, you know, talking with your pediatrician or family doc or nurse practitioner really about what's going on to know, is an enema necessary? In general, an enema or, you know, a suppository is necessary if there's really impacted, means stuck in poop in the rectum, and a doctor or nurse should really make sure they do a rectal exam first to confirm that that problem really exists before you do that. Because often changing habits, changing diet, and using stool softeners can really help kids get back to a regular regimen. And the last thing to just say about medications, these are not usually one-time or two-day or even seven-day fixes. Often kids who've had long-standing constipation, it'll sneak up on a family. All of a sudden, the toilet will keep getting clogged, and then all of a sudden, the family starts to realize, because, you know, after kids are about 5, 6, they don't tell their mom and dad really about their poop every day. So, you know, know that sometimes when you're using an intervention like a stool softener, you may be using it for months and gradually decreasing how much you use over a course of a month at the end to really get that colon back in good shape while the habits are developed in your family to support your child.
Well, I am here to tell parents it does help. It does get better. It does get easier. My son, 14 now, poops every day, and it's a beautiful thing. Dr. Swanson, in the last 30 seconds,
yeah,
give us your best advice for parents with children that have constipation.
Yeah, best advice is to calm down about it and know that it can be a long journey. You're not alone. You should not be embarrassed about these problems, and really reach out to make a diligent plan and partner with your son or daughter's pediatrician to make sure that you say, here's my 3-month plan, we're going to get to the other side. Constipation is a chronic and frustrating problem, but really can be treated with careful daily interventions.
Absolutely great advice. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics, our wonderful friends here at Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.